Thank you. Thank you, Vera, for introducing me. And thank you for organizers for this nice and useful meeting. Let's start. The title of my talk is Synchronization between Rhythmic Processes and the Cardiovascular Systems. This work was performed in collaboration with my colleagues from the Saratov State University and the Saratov Institute of Cardiology. It's well known that the complex rhythmic processes interacting with each other are typical in living organisms. And the interaction between self-oscillating processes, in particular in physiology, can result in their synchronization. There are some references. And the dynamics of the cardiovascular system is governed by several rhythmic processes, among them the main heart rhythm with the frequency of about one heart, the respiration with the frequency of about 0.25 hertz, and the process of slow heart rate regulation, having in human the fundamental frequency close to 0.1, and this rhythm is usually associated with the blood pressure oscillations, the so-called Mayer wave. There are more rhythms, but in this talk I will consider only three of them. All the rhythms can be observed in one signal, namely in the electrocardiogram. This is an example of the spectrum of typical electrocardiogram. You see the main heart rhythm, the frequency of main heart rhythm, respiration, and Mayer wave, and the combination frequencies. In accordance with the generally accepted concept, respiration is a self-sustained oscillatory process, and the respiratory center is located in medulla oblongata and represents a set of neurons which main task is to maintain the automaticity of the muscle providing inspiration and expiration. The main heart rhythm also is a self-sustained process because there is a pacemaker inside the heart which specify a heartbeat frequency. Some experiments in a variety of animals have shown that the oscillations with the frequency of about 0.1 Hz in human are caused by action of the sympathetic nervous system to the vasculature. And one of the models describing the rhythm with the frequency of 0.1 Hz is was suggested by Burgess and developed by Malpass. In this model, the blood pressure oscillations sensed by arterial baroreceptors, and arterial baroreceptors send the afferent signal to the central nervous system, and the central nervous system regulates arterial blood pressure. Thus, the system of blood pressure regulation represents a closed ring in which the arterial baroreceptors correspond to the inertial element, and the delay time is determined by the time of signal propagation in the closed loop, and there is a nonlinear transformation in this paper. The test was performed where is the nonlinearity, only in central nervous system or in the central nervous system and the vasculature. And it was shown that nonlinearity is focused in the central nervous system. From the radiotechnical point of view, such a model represents a time delay oscillator, which consists of a delay line, nonlinear element, and a filter. Such a model can generate a self-sustained oscillations, and their frequency depends mainly on the time delay of delay line and the inertiality of the filter. The amplitude of these oscillations depends mainly on the nonlinear element properties. The system equation has the following form, and on the slide you see the function of nonlinear element. In the presence of external driving, the model becomes more complicated, and its equation takes the following form. In the model experiment, the external driving can be an arbitrary signal, and in the cardiovascular system, in the physiological experiment, the driving signal is the respiration. Thus, you can see that all three basic rhythms are self-oscillating, generated by self-oscillating systems, and then these rhythms, these processes, can interact between themselves, and the rhythms interaction can result in their synchronization. Now some words about synchronization. The simplest example of synchronization phenomena is the frequency locking, and it was described by Christian Huygens as an adjustment of the frequencies of clocks, two clocks hanging on a single rail. In the further studies of synchronization have been frequently performed using radiophysical models. The classical picture of synchronization can be roughly illustrated by this slide. The two or more systems are synchronized when their frequencies ratio is rational. In this slide, you can see that the black signal frequency is 2 times greater than the red signal frequency, and in this case, we deal with 2-to-1 synchronization. If the frequencies are equal, we speak about 1-to-1 synchronization, and in general, one can observe the N-to-M synchronization. If we consider the phases of the signals, their difference in synchronous mode corresponds to this equation. But when we deal with the complex and noisy signal, typical for the physiological data, this simple approach doesn't work. For the signals with a complex spectrum, the frequency cannot be determined exactly, and we introduce the phase of a complex signal. The phase of a complex signal can be defined as we perform the bandpass filtering or empirical mode decomposition. The second step is the Hilbert transform. We perform the Hilbert transform, and we define the phase of the signal as the angle of radius vector in the plane xy. For such complex signals, we analyze phase synchronization. The concept of phase synchronization is used to reveal interaction between two or more systems from experimental data. In the case of phase synchronization, only the phase locking is important, while no restriction on the amplitudes is imposed. Thus, the phase synchronization of coupled system is defined as the appearance of certain relation between their phases, while the amplitude can remain non-correlated. Now, to detect synchronization between two signals, we calculate the phase difference in this form, where phi 1 and phi 2 are the phases of the first and the second signals, and m are integers, and phi n m 1 2 is the generalized phase difference. The presence of n to m synchronization, phase synchronization, is defined by this condition. C is the constant. In this case, the relative phase rate around a constant value. In the case of phase synchronization, the phase difference is bounded. It's illustrated by this figure. And when the phase difference grows with the time u, the phase synchronization is absent. We can calculate the measures of phase synchronization, for example, the distribution of phase difference. In the first case, the phase synchronization is present, and in the second case corresponds to the absence of phase synchronization. Quantitatively, the degree of synchronization between the signals can be characterized by a phase synchronization index, gamma. By construction, gamma equals zero if two signals are not synchronized at all. At gamma equal one, when the phase difference is constant, it's a perfect synchronization. This figure illustrates an example of the dependence of the phase synchronization index between the rhythms of cardiovascular systems calculated in a moving window. Another technique widely used for detection of synchronization between two signals are based on on the analysis of ratio of instantaneous frequencies of this signals. The instantaneous frequency can be calculated at the rate of the instantaneous phase change, and in the region where the frequency synchronization and in the region of frequency synchronization, the ratio of the frequencies remain constant. The presence of synchronization between two signals can be demonstrated by plotting a synchrogram, and to construct a synchrogram, we determine the phase phi 2 of the slow signal at time tg, when the cyclic phase of the fast signal attains a certain fixed value theta, and phi 1 mod 2p equal theta. And we plot this value versus tg, where psi correspond to this equation. M is the number of adjacent cycle of the slow signal. In this case, where we have n to m synchronization, the synchrogram consists of n horizontal lines. In this case, there are five horizontal lines. Now, we make some measurements, and we in our experiment we recorded ECG and respiration with the sampling frequency 250 Hz and 16 bit resolution. Then we construct heart rate variability time series from ECG, and we can use the concept of phase synchronization to investigate an interaction of cardiovascular rhythms, namely respiration, ECG, and heart rate variability. We have seven healthy volunteers, and at the first we examine synchronization between the main rhythms using for the analysis multivariate data, simultaneously measured signals of electrocardiogram and respiration. When we have all the signal, we construct heart rate variability signal from the ECG signal, and we can calculate the phase of the main heart rhythm from the ECG signal or from the sequence of heart rate variability or the sequence of RR intervals. We assume that at the moment TK corresponding to the appearance of R peak, the heartbeat phase phi h is increased by 2 pi between two peak, and within the interval between these time moments, the phase linearly increasing. As a result, the instantaneous phase of the main heart rhythm is determined as this formula. Then we can determine also the phase of respiration and heart rate variability, and we can investigate the phase synchronization. To extract the instantaneous phase and frequencies of respiration and the process of slow regulation of heart rate, we apply the three different methods, using at first bandpass filtration and the Hilbert transform, second empirical mode decomposition and Hilbert transform, and third Vivette transform. To extract the instantaneous phases of low frequency component with the basic frequency close to 0.1, we filtered the sequence of RR intervals, removing the high frequency fluctuations above 0.50 Hz and very low frequency fluctuation low 0.05 Hz. After this bandpass filtration, we calculate the phase of the signal using the Hilbert transform, and the same procedure we make with the signal of respiration. Now I present the program interface of our program, which calculate a phase synchronization. There are windows with the time series of RR interval. This is windows of respiration. There are spectra of the signals. And the next step is the filtration and calculation of phases. And the last step is the calculation of phase differences between two signals. Phase synchronization between the respiration and main heart rhythm present this slide. You can see that generalized phase difference and instantaneous frequency generalized phase difference remains constant in some interval, and instantaneous frequency ratio on the figure B also remains constant, and in this case the system demonstrate 1-4 synchronization when 4 heartbeats occur within one respiratory cycle. Phase synchronization between the main heart rhythm and the respiration has been demonstrated by several groups of investigators. There are some references, and they also observed phase synchronization between the main heart rhythm and respiration lasting 30 seconds or longer for each of the subjects studied. the duration of the longest epoch of synchronization within a 10-minute record has been about 2 minutes. Almost all subjects demonstrated the presence of several different end-to-end epochs of synchronization within one record. This slide shows the synchronization between the respiration and the 0.1 heart rhythm for one of the subjects. It's a generalized phase difference indicating the presence of 2-to-1 synchronization because this is a phi 2-1 phase difference, and this one plot indicating 5-to-2 synchronization, and this one frequency ratio is almost constant within approximately the same time intervals, indicating the presence of frequency synchronization also. The instantaneous the first observation of this kind of synchronization has been reported in our paper. Now, the presence of synchronization between the respiration and 0.1 heart rhythm is confirmed by the synchrogram and evolution of phase synchronization index. When phase synchronization exists, the phase synchronization index is high on this figure, and the synchrogram has two horizontal lines. Now we I present some summary about our investigation. It's a table where there are times THTR TV, there are periods of main values of period of cardiac cycle and respiratory cycle and oscillations, low frequency oscillations of the heart rate, and sigma H RV the standard deviation of respective periods. This table present others of synchronization detected between the rhythm of the low frequency heart rate regulation and spontaneous respiration. In the brackets is the latent time, and this one is synchronization relation of synchronization. Now this slide presents synchronization between the main heart rhythm and 0.1 heart rhythm, and you can see that it's a synchronization 1-to-11 in the one interval of experiment. This slide present the investigations of paced respiration with a fixed frequency. This is the next experiment, and this is the wavelet spectrum of RR interval time series. This one, and excuse me, this one frequency of external respiration, and you can see some activity on the 0.1 about 0.1 hertz. We see also a synchronization in this case between the respiration and 0.1 hertz rhythm, and for the cases of breathing with the fixed frequency, we obtain the results coinciding qualitatively with those obtained for the case of spontaneous respiration. But in comparison with the case of spontaneous respiration, the case of fixed frequency breathing is characterized by long epochs of the phase locking and higher indexes of phase synchronization. Now, okay. Now we investigate a case of paced respiration with a fixed frequency of 0.1 hertz, and in this case, the power spectrum of RR intervals demonstrates the only one well-distinguished peak at the frequency about 0.1, and the amplitude of heart rate variability under fixed frequency bracing at 0.1 hertz is 4 to 5 times greater than the amplitude of respiratory sinus arrhythmia and 0.1 hertz rhythm at frequencies of respiration 0.1. Thus, the signal of respiration leads to the resonant increasing of the heart rate variability amplitude at this frequency. And under paced respiration with the fixed frequency, with the fixed period of 10 seconds, we observe one-to-one phase and frequency synchronization between the variation of the heart rhythm and the respiration during the entire record. The phase synchronization index is close to unity within the entire interval of observation. But at the respiration frequencies close to 0.1, becomes difficult to distinguish the case of true synchronization between the respiration and 0.1 heart rhythm from the case of spurious synchronization caused by the presence of respiratory component in the signal under investigation. And we propose a method for detecting the presence of asynchronization of a self-sustained oscillator by external driving with linearly varying frequency. This method is based on a continuous wavelet transform of the signals of self-sustained oscillator and external force, and allows one to distinguish the case of true synchronization from the case of spurious synchronization caused by the linear mixing of the signals. We apply the method to a driving van der Pol oscillator and to experimental data of human heart rate variability and respiration. This slide demonstrates our results about van der Pol oscillator, driving van der Pol oscillator. The equation of driving Vanderpoel oscillator. It has the following form. This one external driver, and the equation which describe the case of superimposed signal, it's this one. You can see that in this case no interaction. Figure A is the wavelet spectrum of a signal of a van der Poel oscillator, and of this is the wavelet spectrum of external drive, and this one is the wavelet spectrum of van der Poel oscillator, driving van der Poel oscillator, and you can see that in this situation the breaks appears close to the times Ts and T2s, time moments Ts and T2s, when the drive frequency is close to the frequency of van der Poel oscillator and the second harmonic of oscillator. This situation corresponds to the classical synchronization, and this case is a mixture of two signals. It's a wavelet spectrum of the superimposed signal and absence of the break on the on this time, this time moment, it indicates the absence of frequency locking. Then we let us consider the phase dynamics, and this slide demonstrates phase dynamics in this case. The first figure corresponds to the phase difference between the superimposed signal and the external signal with the linearly increasing frequency to Q of 1 and Q of 2 for the R equal 0.2 and R equal unity. It's this one parameter. And Q of S correspond to the phase difference of driving van der Poel oscillator when the k parameter equal to 0.2. It's a Q of S. This one is the enlarged fragment of the first figure, and you can see that for the Q of 1 and 2 the phase difference varies under the parabolic law, and the parabola has an extremum at T equal Ts, and for the Q of S in the region of synchronization we see the, that the phase difference monotonically decreases by under driving frequency variation. You can distinguish the using the phase difference dynamics. You can distinguish two cases. This is the synchronization. This one is synchronization. This one is a linear mixture. And this slide illustrates mixing and synchronization. This one a wavelet transform, amplitude amplitude wavelet transform, and this is the phase dynamics for the external forcing with R equal 1, and the superposition of the external forcing and driving signal oscillator is different k value. If k equals 0, this is the purely superimposed signal, and when k increases, we see that the phase difference demonstrates a linear behavior. Now we apply this method to investigate synchronization in the cardiovascular system, and this slide presents respiration time series, RR interval time series, when the respiration frequency is linearly increased. And this one wavelet spectrum of the first signal and the second signal. This one phase dynamics. You can see that phase difference between RR interval and respiratory signal, respiratory signal with linear increasing frequency depends as a linear law. And now this slide demonstrates the dependence of frequency from slow regulation of heart rhythm from the frequency of respiration. You can see also synchronization 1 to 1, 2 to 1, 5 to 2, and 3 to 1. There are some figures for this experiment. This one generalized phase difference. It's a phase synchronization index, instantaneous frequency ratio, and synchrogram. You can see also a synchronization. In this slide, you can see a generalized phase difference of ECG signal and respiration under paced respiration with linearly increasing frequency. Generalized phase difference of the signal of ECG and respiration also demonstrate correspond to the phase synchronization. And now let's conclude. The phases of cardiovascular system signals contain important information about the cardiovascular system, and the main rhythmic processes in human cardiovascular system can be synchronized with each other. Paced respiration experiments give us a powerful experiment, powerful instrumentation for investigation, and we can analyze univariate and multivariate data. It's story. Okay. Thank you for your attention. I don't know what. Yeah. Yeah. When you have one oscillator, and the second oscillator, we can coupling. We can see the coupling and the first case. And the second case, coupling between them, and we analyze the time series of one oscillator, and it's the first case. And the second case, it's one. We have oscillator one, and in the channel of measurements, we have the mixing of oscillator two and oscillator one. No synchronization, but when we analyze this signal X, we can see synchronization between oscillator 2 and oscillator 1. Yes? Еще раз. Yes. It's first XY. And this. XY. Yeah. If we have the one oscillator has a linearly increasing frequency, when we have this situation, we can regard it phase difference, and when the synchronization exists, we see that law, this one. If no synchronization, only mixing, phase difference corresponds to the parabolic law. Yeah. Frequency, yeah. I know, because I know this time series. Okay. I don't understand. Mayer wave. 0.1 hertz. Yeah.
Why you focus on Mayer
wave? Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you.
Well, we looked at a lot of pathology before. This is how looking at the natural interplay between heart rate and heart rate.
Thank you very much.